Hello, Terrapins. This is Chris Lavoie, Director of Athletics, with another Terps for Life podcast. Today I have with me senior athlete Wyatt Bedke, who is a captain on the cross-country and track team, and we're going to talk a little bit more about our core principle of toughness. So, Wyatt, in the sport of cross-country, obviously you're out there training every day, you're running in meets, and a little bit of this is time-based, where you just run as fast as you can. But there's obviously a toughness component that kicks in at some point during a run. Coach Nolan spoke to us, you know, about toughness, and you get into kind of a dark place or a red light. So can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, the core principle of toughness?
Yeah, so I think toughness is, you know, it's not about being the best or being the fastest or whatever. It's really just about not giving up. You know, I had to talk with myself, and I realized, you know, to be the best that I could be, whatever that meant, you know, breaking a school record, going to states, helping my team get to states, I had to work hard, and I just had to suck it up and go. So it's really about perseverance and not giving up. It's about continuous improvement. My dad actually uses the term Kaizen. Exactly, continuous improvement. So I think no matter how hard I train, and no matter how I do in races, I can always be better.
And Wyatt, let's dive right into, you know, your most recent, the district meet that you ran in. You know, a 5K is just over 3 miles. So I think anybody can probably go out there and run a mile. And I think once you get into the, you know, the longer distances, you're out of your comfort zone for a longer period of time, and you reach those dark places probably more often. Talk us through kind of the district meet.
Yeah, so the district meet was very interesting. That was the hardest 5K I've ever run for a different reason, which I will get to. So for maybe a week or two leading up to the race, I was nursing some shin pain. But that said, I thought it was minor. I didn't think it was that bad. And I just said, you know, it's my last high school cross-country season. I just got to push through. You know, I got to do it for myself, and I got to do it for my team so that we can advance to regionals and, you know, hopefully even state. I honestly just pushed through the pain. I didn't want to have ended the season by saying, oh, this injury is too much, you know, I'm not going to run in the district meet, and then look back on that and say, you know, if only I had just push through the pain. So that's what I did.
Well, and I'm going to stop you there a little bit because I just want to give everyone a visual for this. So you're in your senior year. You're headed to the district cross country meet. You have high expectations of yourself and for the team, and you're in the top 10. Everyone's about to hit their mental block, and that's where you exceed. You've got some people in your sights in the last, you know, quarter or half mile, and you're about to turn it on. Then what happens?
For the first 2.5 miles of the race, honestly felt great. I was on pace for mid 17 minute 5K. I was sticking with a couple guys that were also in the top 10, but they were fading, and at least aerobically I wasn't. So, you know, I was confident about sticking with them basically until the last 400 meters, and then I would outsprint them. That was the plan until after 2.5 miles, I took one step, and the lingering shin pain that I felt just went from 0 to 100. And I would later find out that I'd broken my leg. I took one step and my leg just broke through the shin and through the tibia and everything. And it hurt a lot.
I'm assuming you dropped down right there and called it quits, correct?
I did not. I wanted to in my mind. When it first happened, first of all, I was thinking, this isn't going to be good. I'm not going to be in the top 10. I was on track to advance on my own. I'm not going to do that anymore. So I guess initially it was a wave of dark thoughts. But what I'd been saying, this is my last cross-country season, and really the district meet ended up being my last high school cross-country race. I didn't want to end that by just falling on the course or walking off the course. I needed to push through and get to the finish line. So I don't really feel like I failed because I didn't give in to those dark thoughts and I didn't just walk off the course. I pushed through and finished.
And Terrapins, what I think we should get out of this is one, not that we expect anybody to break a leg and continue on with anything. That's certainly an outlier with Wyatt. And if you were in the studio right now, you would see that Wyatt's in here with his red cast. And when you think about how many times you as athletes get into red lights or mental blocks without an injury, a lot of us just tap in and give up. Wyatt is an outlier here where, you know, he had a vision, he had a goal, and he actually broke his leg. And there's a difference between a break and a chip. And Wyatt had a true break, still ran a half mile to finish his high school career. And that's what we call the ultimate mental and physical toughness, pushing through something when you want to give up. Again, this is certainly an outlier with an athlete, you know, breaking a bone and still running on their leg. But this is like the ultimate dedication and commitment to yourself, to your team, and to physical and mental toughness. So Wyatt, we really appreciate you coming on the podcast today. We appreciate your story. We thank you for your career on the cross country team here at Tampa Prep. And obviously we hope to see you this spring with a track team. Terrapins, let Wyatt be an inspiration to you. When the going gets tough, you have two options. You either give up or you push through. Well, Terrapins, if you want to be a Terp today, you're going to push through those mental blocks and those red lights and get back to a green light. Terrapins, go be a Terp today so you can become a Terp for life.